Joe Thomas.
Hey lady, it's Scott with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Another day in the diamond mine. Touch a base real quick, see if Luke was around.
Yeah, sure. Just a minute, please.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Coffee just showed up.
Nice.
Price is Right's on.
Life is good, man. Larry's bringing you coffee. You get to watch The Price is Right.
Yep, yeah, I'm working on this pendant. It's a big 5-carat emerald cut.
Nice.
You guys came in here from the public access channel yesterday, and I jibber-jabbered for 20 minutes about making jewelry.
Wow. Good. Hopefully they'll bring something for you, right?
Put a show together and air it next month.
Sweet.
Told him I would text him some pictures of before and afters so he could clip those into it.
Very cool.
Yep.
All right, good. So you're rocking and rolling, getting some free advertising and a big sale.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that, right?
Pretty much.
All right, good deal. What else is going on? Kids happy, wife happy, everybody doing okay?
The little one went back to school finally.
What was wrong with her?
She had some wicked rash all over.
Hmm.
Mainly on her face and ears.
That's crazy.
I don't know what she got into. But she didn't go to school all last week. Middle one's hip hurts or back hurts or something. So she's bailing out of soccer practice tonight.
And the older one's got a procedure coming up, what, a couple weeks?
Yeah, and she has a doctor's appointment today, virtual appointment.
Hmm.
So they're basically going to FaceTime with the doctor.
All right.
They can go over all of it and ask questions if they have any.
Good. All right, so everything seems to be back under control. Life is good. How's business? You been really busy?
I'm always busy.
Good. Keep the door open.
I haven't been caught up in 15 years, man. Yesterday was a pain in the ass. These people come in here and their ring fucked up while I was trying to fix it. They're like, exploded on me.
Oh, how you fix that?
Not very well, apparently.
That ain't good.
No. But she knocked the head off, and it was a 50-year-old ring, so I have no idea how much stress had been put onto it. Sometimes when you heat things up, they just go whatever the way they want to.
Makes sense.
So I was pushing on it to try to put this head back on it, and the whole entire center of it all basically exploded on me. Went flying everywhere. Stones went flying everywhere.
Mmm.
So
that don't make for a lot of fun.
No. So I was going to get her a new mounting that looked kind of like the old one. She was like, well, I don't want that one. That's not Mom's ring. I'm like, okay. Well, best I can do is try to get you a piece of a strip head and then solder it onto the top so that it has an angle like the other one did and the same kind of prong settings, and then solder this head on the side of it and then reset a stone in it for you. So I did that. Her husband came in, picked it up, paid for it. Left of your ring. Well, my mine had a stamp on it, and I could see that plain as day. Like, well, listen, I don't know what you saw, and I'm not saying that you're a liar or anything, but I'm telling you, for 100% guarantee, that is the original band that was your mom's ring. I didn't get a different ring. I didn't get a different band and use that. I cut and fit into the original band and put this other head on top of it, and then put the other head that I have on top of it. Well, that's not my ring. Like, okay, well, it is.
God, love people.
I took the diamonds that were in it, and I put them into this one, and I put a new head on the top of it, and a strip head to go for where all the side ones go. It does look a little different, because I could not get a head that they made 50 years ago. I can't get that. So I got what I could. That was the closest thing I could get to it, and still make it structurally sound, which is what I did. Told you what I was going to do. It's definitely the band that was your mom's original band. What doesn't fit now? Okay. Did it fit before? No. Well, I guess there's no difference then. Like, I don't know what you want me to do about it. You just want your money back. Is that what you're getting after? So I do a bunch of work and put a bunch of pieces into it, and you bring me a broken ring, and I give you a fixed ring with a bigger diamond in it, and then you don't pay anything for it. That makes sense.
Buyers are liars, man. You're always going to get those one, even though you talk to them ahead of time about it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even... It's not like I made your mom's ring explode on me on purpose.
Right?
Because I wanted to do 3 times the amount of work and not make any money off of it.
People just suck, dude.
You knocked the head off of it. And it was a pig head. And now there's no pig on the head anymore. There has to be the amount of pressure and tension put into that. There's no doubt in my mind.
They just want something for nothing, bud.
I don't know. So I just gave her $100 back, and oh, sorry. Nothing else I can do for it.
This type of person's gonna go caring up and tell everybody in town how horrible you are?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, gosh, probably 6-7 months ago, my buddy Gary comes to me. I work at the power. I've known him forever. Gary, he complains about everything, right? His dad had passed away a couple years ago. And cleaning out his parents' house, he found all these Franklin Mint silver flags. Like 500 of them.
That's a lot.
It is. And he's like, you know, what are they worth? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, are they, you know, silver? Yup, all stamped, $925. At the time, I'm still sitting next to Nico. I look at him, and he goes, I'll have Dom, you know, have him go see Dom, his partner, at his pawn shop, because Nico doesn't have his pawn license. He goes, and I'll make sure he takes care of him. Well, Gary goes in to see the guy. Guy pays him over what he should have, because... For some reason, he had an idea silver was going to go up, and it has. Gary's super happy because he had shopped him around. I think he got $2,000 more from this guy. So this past weekend, Nico's partner's pawn shop gets busted. Supposedly, people bringing in brand new tools that they were stealing from Lowe's and Home Depot. You know, and he was buying them and reselling them on the internet. Buying them cheap, reselling them, you know, half price, making a ton of money.
Yeah, that's a pawn shop.
Right. Well, Because it's stolen, the police come in, they want to see IDs, and a bunch of the IDs were fake, even though this guy did everything he was supposed to. They charge him. Now, he'll probably walk from it.
It's stupid, though. I mean,
all of
them. Not stupid, if you ask me. They should be just as liable for receiving stolen property as the next guy, though. You know?
Well, he documents it the same way everybody else does, you know, figuring he's safe. Did he hold it to 10 days before he sold? I don't know. It wasn't in the news article. But, of course, the news gets a hold of it, and they make a huge deal out of it. You know, 9 people arrested, blah, blah, blah. So now Gary sees the article this weekend. Starts texting me this morning. Am I going to get, you know, police going to come for me because I sold them goods, blah, blah, blah. I go, Gary, did you use a fake ID? No. I said, were you paid accurately and they weren't stolen goods, correct? And you can prove that? Well, yeah. What are you worried about? Yeah, but you sent me to a guy who's now going to be a felon. I said, he isn't convicted of anything yet. It's like any time I do something to this fucking guy, there's always an attachment to it. You got $2,000 more than anybody was going to pay you for that shit. And you were happy, and now you want to turn it around on me because the guy got busted 6 months later. It's a pawn shop. People
take stolen stuff to the pawn shop. That's how it works.
I know. I'm just like, you know, as far as I know, from what I've been told, he did everything by the book, but they arrested him because they feel he did something improper. It'll come out in court.
Seems like every pawn shop, if you ask me.
Right. Oh, man, why do you get me involved with criminals? I'm like, I didn't know. I just went out and got you the best I could for what you had. It just, I don't know, sometimes no good deed goes unpunished, man.
Yeah.
Now he wants you to take his wife's 3/4 carat pear shape, put it in a brand new setting because she's tired of the setting, and I'm like, yeah, I don't do that. Last thing I need is to do that for him, and then one of them complained because she thinks it's a 1 carat, and it's clearly not a 1 carat. I don't know, but people just suck all the way around, customers, friends, family.
Thanks for saving me the headache on that one.
Buddy, would never. I'm just like, and they hit me up at my nephew's wedding. Well, a minute. I'm just like, go look at Stellar, find the setting you want, we'll see what I can get done. And then this morning after all this, I go, yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to help you out with that remount. Well, why, man? So why? You're dissatisfied with the silver you sold and upset because I sent you to somebody that, you know, you feel is a felon now that hasn't been convicted yet, hasn't even gone to court yet. And said, you know, I don't want any problems. Well, it won't be. No, thanks. I set him up with Bob 15 years ago from here and did look at diamonds, and none of them were good enough, and they were all overpriced. And he went and bought one. Guess where at? A pawn shop.
Oh, at a pawn shop, huh? Because that's where good quality stuff comes from.
Wow, I got a deal on it.
You see, don't really. Bought it from somebody that was stolen.
I didn't even go down that road. And all I can think to myself is she thinks it's a 1 carat. She'll get it back in the brand new setting that she picked out by a millimeter. And she's going to be like, this isn't a 1 carat. Your guy must have switched to diamonds. And I'm like, yeah. Not going to happen. So, well, I thought we were friends. We are, dude. Just because I can't do something for you, right? Just because I can't do something for you means I'm not your friend? I don't know. People suck. Just like this lady with the ring. You told her what was going on, what was going to happen, and she's still bent out of shape.
Yeah. Well, there was a stamp in it. Okay. You say so, man.
Got proof? Did you take pictures beforehand?
Yeah, I wasn't looking for a stamp, That's not what I was paying attention to. So, if you say so.
You broke the ring and bring it to me to be fixed, and it implodes even farther, and that's my fault.
Pretty much.
Yeah, people just suck. I don't know, but...
So you brought me a broken ring, and you left with a fixed ring, and somehow I'm the dickweed.
Right. Changed out the band. For what reason? Why would you do that?
I don't know. To make more work for myself.
Well, you sold her gold that was worth more than what you put in the new ring. Right.
Yeah, all I was trying to do was get my money back out of it.
Here, you ended up losing money.
Messed up on it. That's all I was trying to do.
No good deed goes unpunished. Ever.
I know.
Fucking people. Sorry, I'm a little miserable.
Pretty much.
Get up this morning, I had what I have almost every day, a bowl of oatmeal. No sugar added, no nothing. We get the low sugar shit. My sugar spiked to over 200.
That's not where you want it.
Well, 180 is considered high. 250 is an issue for me, but it was like first time in forever. Why the hell did that do that? So, the new med, I gotta start taking the new med tonight, the weekly med, because they cut everything else. I don't take insulin before the shot. But I don't take a shot before meals now, and they cut my morning insulin in half.
Well, that's good. Right.
Yeah, and this is the first, it's been 2 weeks, this is the first freaking incident I've had, but I don't like it. You know, and I call, and the doctor's like, well, you know, it's not bad, it was 209, blah, 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 you're going to be fine, blah, blah, blah. I go, feel good? She goes, well, no, you're a diabetic and went over 200, you shouldn't feel good. I'm like, oh, great, thanks. What are we going to do to fix it? She goes, don't eat oatmeal anymore.
Oh, piss off.
I just didn't feel like making eggs this morning. So, I got to get the new meds started Saturday. I think I'm going to start them tonight. Just fuck it.
Sugar-free gummies.
I can't find them anywhere. I can find pills.
That's lame.
Right?
It's not the same.
I gotta get the wife working on it. She's making all these sugar-free brownies and cookies and shit. Gotta get her some butter, or make some butter. I just harvested my plant. I gotta send you pictures, dude. Thing's purple.
All right. Granddaddy?
Oh, no. It's Swiss clock. It stinks to high heaven.
Perfect.
I'm probably gonna get maybe an ounce and a quarter, ounce and a half out of it, which is more than last year. The buds are small, but you can see the trichomes without putting it under, you know, a loop or anything. You can see them in the freaking pictures. My nephew, I'm like, what do I do? Should I harvest now? He goes, you better.
Oh, it'll be rotten.
Well, and Jeff, my wife's uncle says you can't really overdo it because, you know, I had issues because we had a first frost. He's like, no. Frost won't kill it. It ain't gonna hurt it. But when your leaves start turning brown from purple, you know you gotta do something. So next year I'm going bigger, dude. I can have
three or four more of them back here.
I can have six, so I only did one.
Five more of them back here.
Yeah, I'm gonna. The neighbors didn't complain about the smell, and this is the one I had last year. Didn't smell like this. This one is just horrible.
Funky, huh?
I left two or three branches on the tree after I trimmed it on Sunday, and it's still 35 feet from my window and still stunk up the room last night because we had the windows open. It sounds like dead. It's still daylight. Do skunks come out in the daylight? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they come out in my backyard, apparently.
You know, it's better than the possums or the frickin' rats that we had at one point in time, or the frickin', what do you call it, we had last year. We had six baby, oh, shit, what are they called? Raccoons.
Oh. saw a reel yesterday. This guy was going down the road and he saw a kitten. So they picked the kitten up because it was crying on the side of the road. Took it home. You know, nursed it, gave it a bottle, and raised it up. Turns out the kitten was actually a bobcat.
Oh.
And now it's their house pet. And it's freaking huge.
And it hasn't eaten anybody?
Nope. You know, that's their owner.
Yeah, just make sure you keep that sucker fed. He gets hungry. You allow them to have a kid go missing.
That's their owner.
That's hysterical. Well, and then we got the neighbor three down complaining that he had a coyote in the backyard. I'm like, yeah, I've seen prints. No, this is new. I go, your next door neighbor feeds the quote unquote wild cats we have in the backyard. So, of course, that coyote's going to come. He's either eating the cats or he's eating the freaking cat food. Don't be stupid. What do we do about that? You call the town until they come down and tell the idiot to stop putting cat food out. Yeah, I'll let you borrow a couple of snap traps. We'll see what happens.
Snap traps.
And you go to jail for illegally trapping it. Can't you shoot it? Yeah, and then the police are going to come because they fired a gun in our town where you're not supposed to. Tell the guy, go buy a crossbow. Well, I don't know how to use those things. What do you want me to do? You know, he's like, well, you're the gun guy. I'm like, yeah, you can't shoot in the town of Greece. It's illegal. You know, if it wasn't, I'd be harvesting deer right out of my backyard, bro. Of course, the neighbors would freak out the first time they heard a 12-gauge go off, but whatever.
Just fix it, Ted.
Fix it.
Ted's here.
Ted Lasso? I love that show.
Ted Follencamp.
Follencamp. Oh. All right, man. I'll let you get back at it. I just want to make sure things are good. You got a couple diamonds you're going to shoot back to me?
Yes, sir.
Right. I'm around if you need me or you want to blow off steam or mother F somebody. I'm in that mood.
Yeah. Blow something off, huh? I need to go shoot. That's what I need to do.
I think it's a great idea.
Kids. Go make some noise.
Got state championship Sunday, so I can't do it this week. It'll be next weekend.
I want to go to the Renaissance Festival.
They do yours in the fall?
Oh, yeah.
Ours
is until the end of the month.
Ours is in freaking August.
That sounds miserable.
In the woods, and then you go out in the fields to watch the jousting and stuff, and it's hot as freaking frick.
Yeah. No, ours is September, October. Hmm. And it's going on till the end of the month. And the last, like, day that they have it, it's a Halloween event. So, like, people wear their Halloween costumes. What your random stuff at the Renaissance Festival.
Dude, my sister renewed her vows with the husband that's now passed away. He went and bought the whole outfit. She went and bought the whole dress and everything, and we had to go watch him do it.
At the Renaissance Festival?
Yep. It's pretty cool. I guess every year they do 20, 30 of them. But.
Yeah. I've seen them while we've been there, too.
It's kind of cool.
They, it's all right. Whatever. Teach their own, right?
Get a turkey leg. Eat our way through it. Spend a couple $100. Life is good.
Yeah, pretty much.
So.
I saw Wonder Woman there last year.
Yeah? Linda Carter?
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure she had a painted-on outfit.
Oh. Did she pull it off?
She really didn't need to. Didn't leave a whole lot to the imagination.
That's funny. First year I met my mother-in-law on Halloween, she was dressed as Xena.
Yeah.
Which is a similar outfit.
Here.
My buddy Angel's working with me, and I had to get him off her because she's, you know, married. He was all about it. I'm like, back the fuck up. That's Jen's mom. He goes, what?
No way.
So. Then she went and had him reduced, so.
Lame.
So, well, her back's real bad. My 26-year-old's going to have to go do a reduction.
Lame.
I don't even want to talk to her about it. She's like, yeah, they make you go to counseling and a psychologist first, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, because 3 days later, you're going to miss them.
Yeah, you're going to feel like you got a ghost boob.
My mother and I, she had
when you lose a limb, and you feel like it's still there.
Buddy, she went from like 160 pounds to 120 pounds after her reduction.
Jesus.
And my father-in-law was disappointed. They're still big.
Naturally.
I'm like, bro, they're still big. Funny shit. Wonder Woman. On that note, I will catch up with you, too.
Wonder Woman. Well, I'm going to sit here and get this thing and wait on my package to get here. It's got my diamonds that I want in it.
All right.
Ordered
Stella?
Freaking, yeah, I ordered lab-grown baguettes, and they sent me genuine ones.
Same price?
Yeah, right. Like $550 freaking dollars or $580 for like three baguettes. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
$1,800 a carrot.
Oof.
That's not what I wanted.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I wrote it down correct. They just sent me whatever they wanted to.
Seems
so
to be the deal.
I had to call them back again, get them to send me the right stuff, and then freaking make them pay for shipping. And then I added on a bunch of shit.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, you guys can pay the shipping on my new burnishing machine that I ordered from you. You fucked up.
God, love him. Alright, I will catch up with you.
Alright.
Alright. Two.
Later.